Now, there is a campaign underway aimed at pressuring me into silencing a voice that you've heard on this radio show. For some time now, I've spoken to a man from South Australia by the name of Muhammad Tawhidi, the self-styled Imam of Peace. He's a bloke who has amassed a considerable following thanks to his take-no-prisoners approach to radical Islam. I was looking at his Twitter page today. He's got more than a quarter of a million followers. While other Muslim leaders are quick to blame police or politicians, as we've seen this week following the Bourke Street attack in Melbourne, Muhammad Tawhidi calls it for what it is. He's described radical Islam as a cancer and warned about an increasing number of Muslims becoming radicalised down under. And after the Bourke Street attack on Friday, which saw an innocent man stabbed to death, I invited Muhammad Tawhidi on the air. He said the Prime Minister was right to call out the dangers of radical, Islamist, extremist violence. But instead of being praised, there are some in the media who want him silenced. When Media Watch on the ABC questioned his credentials last year, I said I would not be lectured by them about who I talk to. And the same goes today after 2GB received an email from another journalist asking for answers to questions. Like this. One, was Ben Fordham and or his producers aware that Muhammad Tawhidi's credentials as an Islamic scholar and religious authority have been questioned by his university and the Australian Imams Council? Two, if so, why has he continued to appear as a guest? If not, why was this guest not researched before appearing on the program? And three, does 2GB believe it's appropriate to refer to a guest as an, quote, Islamic scholar, end quote, and imam, when both those titles have been questioned by experts and the Imams Council? Now, where do I start here? Firstly, if you'd bothered to listen back to our interview on Monday that you cite in your email, you'd know I never referred to Muhammad Tawhidi as an Islamic scholar. Secondly, I'm aware the Australian Imams Council doesn't recognise him as an imam, but that does not mean he's not an imam. In 2010, Muhammad Tawhidi was pronounced an imam by Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Sadiq Shirazi, a senior cleric of the Qom Seminary in Iran. If you go to his website, you'll see photos of the ceremony. Even the ABC, in an article questioning his credentials, refers to him as Imam Tawhidi. This has been investigated by the Royal United Services Institute for Defence and Security Studies in South Australia, because Muhammad Tawhidi is based in South Australia, and I have a copy of its report. Following inquiries with the Grand Islamic Jurisdictions of Iran and Iraq, the Institute in South Australia found, and I quote, both Grand Islamic Jurisdictions of Iran and Iraq have rejected the allegations suggesting that Imam Tawhidi is not a qualified or recognised Muslim imam, end quote. But the bigger point is this. I don't have this bloke on the radio because of his qualifications, religious, academic or otherwise. Some point out that he once exaggerated his achievements at university. Apparently he said he had graduated, when the truth be told, he dropped out. Well, that doesn't disqualify him from speaking to me on the radio. In fact, in the university department, he's gone one better than me, because I've never set foot in a university as a student. So why do I have Muhammad Tawhidi on the radio? Because I was sick and tired of hearing that there was no one in the Islamic community prepared to call out the extremists. I was fed up with hearing that line over and over, that nobody in the Muslim community was prepared to speak up. That's why I've sought to bring you a range of voices who do speak up about these issues. Muhammad Tawhidi is one, Ayan Hirsi Ali is another, and Mina Zaki is one too. There's also plenty of people from the Islamic faith who are listeners to this radio show who also use their voices in a similar way. When I was quizzed by someone this week about why I speak to Muhammad Tawhidi, I said, because he calls out violent extremists and discourages nutters from running around Australia trying to slash strangers to death in the name of religion. So to those in the media who choose not to talk to him, go for your life. I'm not going to bother you about your position, but if you think you're going to lecture me about the kind of voices I want my listeners to hear, you are kidding yourself. The more you try to silence him, the more you'll be hearing from him on this radio show.